Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Today, we want to speak a little bit about pick it up and let's get going. Well, Jesus, in his unbelievable way, Jesus took a look at his itinerary and blew his disciples' mind. Maybe as he went on his walk, he could have synced his calendars with the disciples, or maybe they could have, you know, pulled up Google and found the right path. But those guys that were with him, they were his followers. Jesus' first words of calling to his disciples were pretty simple: follow me. He wanted them to come along with him and pick things up from him as he went about his business. And so that's what they did. They followed Jesus, both literally and metaphorically, for the duration of his ministry here on earth. And eventually at the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now." He was going to the cross alone. So for once, these guys would have to wait while Jesus went on ahead without them. So you see, it must have been disorienting for them. They were used to following Jesus. They wanted to keep following Jesus, but for now, they could only follow so far. But then Jesus says, "You will follow later." They would connect back with Jesus and rejoin him for a few precious weeks after his resurrection, and then for the rest of their lives, they would have to learn how to follow his example and leading through the Holy Spirit, just like we do. In fact, after spreading the word about Jesus far and wide, most of them would become martyrs for his cause. That is, they would have to follow him all the way to death's door and through it. They would follow him all the way to heaven. Let me show you why this is all significant for me and you. One morning after Jesus was resurrected, he was having breakfast with the disciples, the original breakfast club. And this was the setting where he and Peter had that conversation in which Jesus says, "Do you love me?" three times. And after Peter assures Jesus three times that he did indeed love him, and after Jesus told Peter three times, "Feed my lambs," Jesus said this to Peter, "Follow me." Now, at the beginning of their earthly story, it was follow me. At the end, it was follow me as well. It seems that following was the basic condition for being one of Jesus's guys. And it's not just the original disciples who were Jesus's followers. When Jesus gave us his great commission with the word go, he turned us all into people who were to navigate the surface of this globe in obedience to his calling. We're never alone in doing this. He's right there by our side. We've got Jesus with us to the very end of the age. So we're not just believers, people who put our faith in Jesus. We're not just to be disciples, pupils who learn from him. We're not just to be Christians, folks that are known by his name. We're to be followers. Now think about this. Jesus says, "I am the way." He is the path. He is the road. He is the way. To elaborate, he goes on to say, "No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, a journey with Jesus, it turns out, is the only way to truly have more of God in our life. When you say, "I want to know Christ, yes, I want to know him more, I want to go deeper," well, then we will have to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his sufferings and becoming more like him. Remember what Jesus did say, though. You're going to have to pick up your cross and follow me. Paul was determined to keep going because he knew Jesus kept going for him. When Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Straining forward, pressing on, reaching toward, we'll make it to our destination if we keep going and we do not stop. The way has already been made. But watch this. Jesus said, "Pick up the cross and follow me." If we're going to head down the right path, we follow the one that walked the path, and we follow the one that is the path. God bless you, my friend. I look forward to seeing you on Good Friday when we gather together at Sugar Hill Church at 7 p.m. If you don't live in the Sugar Hill Church area, please sure to join us as we'll be on Facebook and we'll be at live.sugarhill.church. Good Friday worship at 7 p.m. God bless you. Bye now.